man. We're talking about love a lot tonight. And I think you can love people, but I think you can also love things. I love my phone. That's not a popular thing to admit, but I don't think I'm the only one here that loves their phone, if we were honest. You ever seen somebody hold their phone? I think love is the right word. People cradle their phone like it's a one-week-old bunny that can't breathe on its own yet. Just, oh, they stroke it lightly, oh, with one finger. Oh, they show it to you. Oh, it's so cute, did you see this? It's so cute, did you see this? Oh, did you see, oh, that's okay, Siri. Alvarado's a hard word to say. People love their phone. They love it. They need it with them at all times. That's love. That's how I feel about Angela. That's love. If somebody's sitting at a table, that phone is on the table. And the only reason it's not on these tables is because they told you specifically that you couldn't have it. But don't feel superior because it's in your pocket, which is even closer. If somebody's in their bed, nightstand. One arm. That is what people are comfortable with. My diabetic friend is chiller about where the insulin is than most of you are about your phone. They need it. One, this is the phone comfort zone. And if you move the phone, you move that person. They don't like it. You ever at a party, you want to mess with somebody, just start moving their phone about a foot at a time whenever they're not looking. You will move them around the party. They won't even know why until they end up in a corner by a lamp that's not even on. But you know what? We love our phone. Fine. I'm not ashamed of it. People want you to be ashamed. All the time people go, well, why don't you get your head out of your phone and pay more attention to the people around you? Because they're boring as shit. The people around me, you've met them. One of them's you already. These questions, I'm bored. The people around me will tell dull stories that take place entirely in a Panera. The people on my phone wouldn't dream of that. The people on my phone are fucking killing it right now. They are uploading every live Led Zeppelin performance ever filmed so I can watch 400 hours of a band I was too young to see live from my pocket for free whenever I want. If you even start a boring story, I want to be like, bow, 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 and out, just so you know. What I could be listening to. What kind of a Panera runs out of iced tea? Bow, 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 bow. The phone's amazing. Why shouldn't we use it all the time? If you told me when I was 12 that one day there would be a universal knowledge machine that fits in my pocket and solves every argument ever before anyone gets punched. And then when you're done making peace, you can hold it at the sky and it tells you who the rapper is and buys the song for you. I would have blocked off my whole life to do nothing but witness the marvel of the century. You think when the jetpack comes out, I'm just gonna leave it in the corner with the good hand towels? No, I'm gonna Boba Fett my shit to 7-Eleven 3 times a day. The phone's incredible. Why shouldn't we use it all the time? People go, oh, when you're on your phone all the time, you lose empathy. I'm like, okay, well, the airport makes me a fucking dick. But I'm not driving to Denver. Why shouldn't we use the phone all the time? It's incredible. It's amazing. It's so amazing, we're not having a revolution right now. We would be, but we're distracted by the phone. In every country, it's the worst it's ever been, and no one's doing anything about it because we're all trying to find Pikachu in an Arby's parking lot. It's even worse now in the world than they told us it was gonna be when we were in high school and they made us read books so we'd be prepared for how shitty the world was gonna be in the future. Like right around the 70s, they're like, all right, math and reading is not gonna be enough. These people need to not be shocked when the future goes to shit. So we have to read these books. We had to read 1984, which said the future will be government surveillance and torture. Then we read Brave New World, which said that we will take happy pills so we don't know we're slaves. We knew it would be bad. But we thought it would be one or the other. both plus the Terminator. With some Hunger Games sprinkled around on top of it and a little V for Vendetta sauce. If it weren't for the phone, we'd be pulling bank execs out of their headquarters and beheading them in Times Square while Taylor Swift sang Shake It Off. But we're not, because there's Candy Crush and you can fuck on Tinder.